the Daybreak Express tells us that this train has rolled into the station once more. That's right, another edition of Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the music of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Jazz, swing, popular, Cuban, and Western swing. My name is Charles Burnham. I'd be glad to take your requests. I'll give you the number. This number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Or you can reach me by email at citrjazz@yahoo.com. That's citrjazz@yahoo.com. Now the doctor's in the house, and that's the Dr. Jazz. The Dr. Jazz Stomp with Jelly Roll Morton.
Bye. Rudy, rah, rah.
Well, all right.
Rudy, did, did, did.
Tight, tight, tight.
Rudy, did, 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 did.
Ooh,
not tonight. Rudy, did, 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 tomorrow night at the Strutch, Strutch Brothers Bar.
Don't get your pulse going. You ain't got one. That's Jimmy Dorsey with June Richmond on vocals. Darktown Strutter's Ball. Before that was the Coon Sanders Nighthawks with Deep Henderson. Duke Ellington with Ozzie Nelson. Ozzie Ware. Ozzie Ware on vocals. I never heard of her. That's pretty cool. No, Papa, no. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers with Dr. Jazz Stomp. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. CITR 101.9 FM, the Student Radio Society of the University of British Columbia. My name is Charles Burnham. And this is Sweet and Hot, just in case you just joined us. It's a celebration of the music of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And I invite you to call in with your requests and or comments, 604-822-2487. And, judging from the weather outside, it's a little wet. But, you know, that's why it's so green out here, because it's wet often. So, if you want the rainbows, you must have the rain.
We'll be right back. that cat there?
But people are reefer.
Oh, the reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Reefer man.
Reefer man,
have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man,
if he says he swam to China and sell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man,
have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man,
have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man,
if he says he walks the ocean anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Reefer man.
Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Cause he won't sell me Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In Between. Do you hear me?
Chillin' Anna, you will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
Gather round me, children, if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down
to the minimum.
Then
otherwise,
pandemonium,
liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate illustrate.
Well, illustrate.
My last remark.
You got the floor.
Jonah
in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fun drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
That's right. The funding drive starts next week, next Friday. We will be doing all sorts of interesting things all through the following week after that. We're going to be asking you for money. You know, I would probably shame some people by saying this, but this show actually cost me money. You know, it cost me money to actually do this show. I don't get paid. Neither does, with the exception of one or two people here at the station, we don't. And this is one way that we can actually bring you the music that you really do want to hear. We're not going to try to sell you beer or cars or soap or any of that sort of crap. I'm just going to play the great music, and that's why you're here. That's why I'm here. So, that's next week. That's November 10th. The fun drive starts. So dig deep, give till it hurts. Count Basie and his orchestra, and we're just dogging around.
along. Listen to the rhythm, King. Listen to him play that thing. Oh, la la la, he's some sensation. Listen to the saxophone playing on a minor tone. Oh, wah wah diddy wah wah, sweet syncopation. He makes you rock like a cherry. He's off the air. He's just like wine. Quiver and shake. He takes a break. Wrinkles off your spine. Dreary music so intense. All your feelings in suspense. Oh, loo, loo, loo. Listen to the rhythm, kid. Go put your best clothes on. And we were out and gone. Got to show you that uptown cabaret. They got a band that has a master of blues and jazz. Got to be there when they start to play.
Burnt Up. That was Charlie Barnett and his orchestra. It's also known as Oh What You Said, Are We Burnt Up? And that's a little tune that the band put together just after all their instruments and all their arrangements and everything was destroyed in a fire that destroyed the original Palomar Ballroom down Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. It's now the space that occupied the Palomar, where, very historic little place it was. It was where Benny Goodman and his band broke really into the popular consciousness. They were known in New York and Chicago, but not really anywhere else until then, and that's where the swing era really kicked off, was at the Palomar Ballroom. And the space that is occupied that site is the Palladium Ballroom. So if you're ever down in L.A. and there's a show, you can go down and catch a show at the wonderful Palladium Ballroom. Just an amazing dance floor. Huge, huge, huge. Just amazing. Wonderful place. I don't know if there's a lot of shows going on there. There was some rumblings that it was being developed. Now, there's an oxymoron. How can you develop a space like the Palladium Ballroom? It's just, I don't, never mind. I won't go there. I've got to go backtrack a bit here and tell you what I've been playing over the last half hour. That was Charlie Barnett, of course, Are We Burnt Up? The Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra before that with the amazing Big Spider back at the Jazz Band Ball. Ben Burney and the Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with Rhythm King. Count Basie Dogging Around started the set off at the half hour. Before that was Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. You Have to Accentuate the Positive. Cab Calloway, The Reefer Man, and a little back-to-back Cab Calloway, that was Nobody's Sweetheart before that, and Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs on vocals. If You Want the Rainbows, You Must Have the Rain, and that was at quarter after. And here we are. We're 46 minutes into the show, or 44, or whatever, and we're having fun. More fun. This is Georgie Old and Co-Pilot.
never knew I could ever feel the way that I do till I look into your sweet eyes of blue, oh baby. Ever had a thrill till I held your hand? Don't know what it is, but I understand that it's something new, it's different, it's grand, oh baby. And when you kiss, I know I miss a beat or two in my heart. I don't mind, there's nothing more to live for. What if I should die and travel to where I would have to climb to heaven by fair? Wouldn't it be H if you weren't there, oh baby?
Get this. Dear Dr. Cheer, I'm considered a good-looking chap, but my income is small. I wonder if I should accept the offers of several wealthy but elderly women. They want to engage me to escort them on pleasure trips about town. What should I do? The extra money would come in very handy. Signed, Harry the Sheik. There, Doctor, an upstanding young man of small income seeks honest work.
Listen, Louis, I haven't any patience with boys like that. Listen, son, if you accept those offers, it won't be long until everybody will be saying,
just a gigolo, everywhere you go, people know the part you're playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night some heart betraying. There will come a day, youth will pass away, then what will they say about you? When the end comes, I know, they'll say just a gigolo. As life goes on without you. I know they'll say just a gigolo as life goes on without you.
Well, folks, they got me in the market just as they got everybody else. In fact, they're not calling it the stock market any longer. It's called the stock market. Everyone is stuck. Well, except my uncle. He got a good break. He died in September. Poor fellow had diabetes at 45. That's nothing. I had Chrysler at 110. With the way the market has been running, many a man goes down to business in a Rolls Royce and comes home in a Mack truck. If the market takes another slump, I know thousands and thousands of married men who will have to leave their sweethearts and go back to their wives. Everyone is singing the margin song from Wall Street. Sucker, come back to me. Of course, if you can dig up the margin, you're all right. If not, brother, you're gone. Nowadays, when a man walks into a hotel and requests a room on the 19th floor, The clerk asks him for sleeping or jumping. I met one chap in the lobby of a hotel the other day, and he looked quite sleepy. And so I asked him, I said, why are your eyes half shut? He answered, Eddie, I had to give up my room at 4:30 this morning. I had it on margin. You know, a lot of brokers down on Wall Street have devised a wonderful scheme. With each 5 shares of stock, they hand you a loaded gun. They don't tell you what to do with it, but you can use your own judgment. Before I quit talking, I want to give you one sure tip on the market. Go out tomorrow and buy National Casket. You can't go wrong. And by the way, have you noticed that the market is reflected even in the way women are dressing? Have you noticed how their skirts have dropped? Personally, I shouldn't worry about my stocks. I know my broker is going to carry me. Yes, sir. He and 3 other pallbearers.
My broker, find out what he can do, 'cause I'm in the market for you. There won't be any joker with margin, I'm all through, 'cause I want you outright, it's true. You're going up and up, up in my estimation. I want 1,000 shares of your caresses too. We'll count the hugs and kisses when dividends are due, 'cause I'm in the market for you.
still got a dollar. So why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar. So why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.